This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The fracturing we witness across the globe is not chaos, but the deliberate dismantling of the Towers of Babel. Yahuwah is shaking the kingdoms, revealing their foundations built upon sand. We see it in the protracted conflict in Ukraine, a theater of ancient struggle, and in the relentless tensions emanating from the lands promised to the children of Isaac. To speak of turbulence is merely to acknowledge what the prophets have declared for generations. Edom's dominion is waning, and the time of reckoning is upon us. Reports of a fracturing NATO, not a cause for sorrow, but confirmation of the divine hand at work, dismantling alliances forged in defiance of covenant. These are structures built on the lust for power, fueled by the spirit of Esau, and Yahuwah will not permit them to stand. The financial systems, burdened by unsustainable debt and manipulated markets, are equally unstable. The wealth of the wicked is being stored up, prepared for a transfer to the righteous. Scattered Israel, be not deceived by the narrative spun by the mainstream. They are designed to pacify, to distract from the truth unfolding before your eyes. And what is that truth? The exposure of brutality. The discovery in Kfar Aza, human remains, a severed head unearthed from the soil, is not merely a tragic incident, but a symptom of a deeper disease. The spilling of blood upon the land cries out to Yahuwah for justice. This is not a simple conflict of terrorists versus victims, as the world would have it. This is the consequence of generations of defiance, of stolen land and the oppression of true Israel. The selective outrage, the lament for lives lost within the borders of the Zionist state, rings hollow when weighed against the decades of suffering endured by those scattered abroad, dispossessed and oppressed by the very powers now claiming victimhood. The earth remembers the blood shed, and Yahuwah will hold the perpetrators accountable. It is a testament to the savagery unleashed, fueled by the pride and the rejection of Yahuwah's covenant. Consider the so-called Putin's Davos. The drone strikes disrupting this gathering of global elites are not merely a military tactic, but a sign of the escalating judgment descending upon Edom. The timing is deliberate, a disruption of the assembly of those who seek to control nations, to dictate the course of Yahuwah's earth. The presence of figures like Candace Owens, representatives from the former Trump administration, telling. These individuals, often presented as voices of opposition, are ultimately integrated into the very system they claim to challenge. They feast with the wicked, lending a false legitimacy to the machinations of power. Zelensky's pronouncements of willingness to negotiate, a smokescreen. Yahuwah's word is clear. There is no peace for the wicked. Any negotiation built on lies and injustice will yield only temporary respite, followed by a return to conflict. This is a struggle for the soul of a world steeped in rebellion, a world being weighed in the balance and found wanting. And the arrogance continues. Bezalel Smotrich, declaring intent to annex all land, denying the covenant rights of those who truly belong to Yahuwah's inheritance. This is not surprising to those who watch the unfolding of prophecy. It is a confirmation of the regime's unwavering commitment to expansion and dispossession. The land was promised to Israel, the scattered tribes of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not to a political construct built on European ideology and sustained by Western power. Smotrich's words are not the opinion of one man, but a reflection of the deeply ingrained ideology within the Israeli government. They reveal a commitment to maintaining control, denying any legitimate claim by those who are not of the lineage of Israel. This is a continuation of the pattern of displacement and oppression that has characterized the Zionist state since its inception. The world remains largely silent, complicit in this ongoing injustice, offering empty condemnations while continuing to fund the occupation. Even the ambassador to the United States, Yechiel Leiter, speaks of shared interests with Lebanon in removing Iranian influence, not a desire for genuine peace, but a strategic alignment intended to further the expansionist aims of the Zionist state. Let it be understood, This is not about securing the well-being of Israel, the covenant people. The modern state of Israel speaks only of its own security, its own borders, its own continued occupation of land promised to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They seek to eliminate rivals, not to restore the broken pieces of Israel scattered across the nations. For generations, Yahuwah has warned of judgment upon Edom and its descendants, those who have usurped the inheritance of Israel. The actions of the Israeli government, the incessant military operations, the building of settlements on holy ground, the rejection of Yahuwah's law are not signs of righteousness, but acts of defiance against the Most High. While the Israeli regime attempts to portray itself as a victim, it is the aggressor, the occupier, the perpetuator of conflict. Their rhetoric of terror proxies is a deflection, a desperate attempt to justify their actions before a world blinded by deception. The true havoc wreaked upon the region is the continued displacement and oppression of Israel, the silencing of Yahuwah's witnesses. Scattered Israel must not be lulled into complacency by these false narratives. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs, sounding the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is approaching, and the judgments upon Edom will be swift and sure. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.